Acts Gospel chapter 11, verse 24. In the first service, we have been looking at the subject, you can have what you say, but in this service is you can have what you pray. Hallelujah. As we want to see a few things now, and then we close it for now. We'll continue on this later on in the year, hopefully. Mark's Gospel 11 and 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, do not forget that when you use the word therefore, that means he's building his case on something he said earlier by using the word therefore. That means therefore what? Therefore, because he shall have whatsoever he saith. He's building up his case on something he said. Now, verse 23, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, verse 23, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So, based on this principle, he now builds the case of receiving in prayer. He builds the case of receiving in prayer on the fact that when you say with your mouth and you don't doubt with your heart, you shall have whatsoever that you say. So, it means that, pay attention, while verse 23 doesn't mention prayer, verse 24 will work because of 23. Verse 23 isn't talking about prayer, but verse 24 teaches prayer built on what he taught in 23. That is, the reason why you receive when you pray is because you have what you say. The reason why you receive when you pray is because you have what you say. So, the principle he taught in 23, which was why how he spoke to the fig tree, in verse 12, verse 11 to 14, is the same principle he teaches in prayer. So, while 23, I'll repeat myself, doesn't talk about prayer, 24 is built on you having what you say. It shall come to pass. Verse 23 says, whosoever shall say one, which is to speak to, unto this man, and be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says, I will say the first saying is to command, the second saying is to affirm what you have said, and then the last one is consistency, to be consistent. In other words, Jesus isn't saying what you said, but what you are saying. So, that means the place of prayer is not a place to express your doubt or fear. You're not expressing your fear. I'm just expressing myself. You know, we said that in the first service. I've been very honest, and it's unbelief. You have been very honest about the situation, but that's unbelief. He says you will have what you say. So, because you will have what you say, then you have what you pray. So, the truth about prayer, also the truth about faith and your words, also applies when you talk to God. It applies when you talk to God. So your words is not just about speaking to a mountain. That means even in receiving in prayer, that is, faith doesn't just apply when we speak to a situation, also when we walk in our privileges. That is, in the place of your privilege, which is prayer, he says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever, notice the word things, whosoever shall say to this mountain, 23, be thou removed, be cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says, the things, so I say things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. Hallelujah. So, now notice something 23 and 24, there's a distinction there. 23 says, if you say and doubt not in your heart, but believe that those things that you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. Now 24 says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive. So, the word receive is a key word in 24. It shall come to pass is a key word in 23. So say receive. So say receive. So, in 23, I'm not asking. In 23, I'm not asking. In 23, I'm speaking to. In 24, I am asking to receive. And we said, you don't. Prayer is not telling it to God. 24 says you will receive. So we said, prayer is not talking to God. I'm pouring your heart about what you want. Prayer is to ask and receive. It's not prayer or the prayer of faith till you have received. It's not the prayer of faith till you have received what you asked. You ask and then you receive. You don't ask and then see what God will do. You ask and then you receive. Alright. Now, let's examine the word receive. The way the word receive can be couched, you know, in today's language. And that's why some of these translations don't carry the weight of the word. For example, I can send you a message via your inbox. A lot of times you say, have you received my message? Truth is, the moment I send it and your phone is the number is yours, that moment your phone takes it. Because when I send you an SMS or I send you an email, you do nothing. Maybe what I should be asking is, have you seen it? But the truth is, you've already received it. So, in using that receive, you do nothing. You just... All I need to do is to send it. Alright? But that's not the receiving in Scripture. The receiving here is the Greek word lambano. L-A-M-B-A-N-O or paralambano. Any of the two words will do. Paralambano, just P-A-R-A, besides to take. Okay, so paralambano or lambano. And in receiving, this receiving is not passive. Look at John 1:12. And as many as receive him. Now, for you to know that that's not dependent on God, he says he came to the world was made by him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Now, he preached unto them, he healed their sick, he told them who he was, but receiving is an activity. As many as received him, to them gave he the power, John 1:12, are we on the same page? To become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, as many as receive him. To them gave he the power to become the sons of God. So, here's Jesus. He's preaching. Okay? He declares who he is or who he was. Then he says, as many as received him. Not as many that saw him. No. Receive. Paralambano or lambano. Pay attention. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him shouldn't perish. But what?
Has.
You see that?
Has.
Now, that he died for everyone doesn't mean everyone has eternal life. As many as receive will have. So, receiving is an activity. Receiving doesn't happen unconsciously. Are you still there? Good. In John 6, it puts it like this. Let's see John 6. John 6. Are you in church? John 6. Verse 32. Verily I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. My Father what? So I say gives. He gives. He gives bread. He gives you the true bread from heaven. Now, notice. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and gives life unto the world. Now look at 35. I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger. Verse 35. And he that believes on me shall never thirst. He that believes on me shall never thirst. Now, look at verse 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man what? If any man what? Eats. Verse 58. Verily I say unto you, except you what? Eat the flesh of the Son of Man or drink his blood, you have no life in you. See that? So, the believing is an activity. Except you drink and except you eat. And I think those two words are verbs. Are they verbs? Are they verbs? Say, I didn't know I'd eaten. You are not serious. I don't know I'd eaten anything. Did they pass it through your body? No, you do something to eat. So, receiving is an activity. That God gave does not mean you are going to have it. You will receive. Means you are going to do something. No, we're not talking about works here. You're going to do something to please God. No. That is taken from God or taking what God gives is an activity. Don't say, well, if it's God's, if God will do it, he will do it, he will have done it, he will have doing it, he will have done it. No. As many as receive. Lambano. So, lambano is an activity. Praise God. Look at James 1:6. Asaph 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who does what? He gives. You know, we've always heard about how God gives. God is a giver. So God is a giver. He's not a taker. He's not an undertaker either. I say, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why not just say the devil take it? Blessed be the name of the devil. He doesn't take. Praise God. He gives. Hallelujah. Jesus told us he gives. And all the apostles told us that he gives. Praise God. So he says he gives. Unto all men liberally and it shall be given him. But let's take verse 6 together. Let him ask in faith. Come on, let's go. But let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of a sea, driven with the wind, and what? Look at 7. Let not that man think it shall... Did you notice that it doesn't have any impact on God giving? It doesn't have a single impact on God giving. God gives. the receiving is not what makes God give. He said, he shall be given him. He's got no single compulsion. So prayer is not making God do it. No. Neither is talking about it equal to having it. Do you know, that verse is so vital. He said, he doesn't find fault. Now, you find a Christian who has been told all his life that he has to qualify for whatever God will give. And he is struggling with material things to have them. Because he has been told, this world is not my home. I am just passing through. If heaven is just my home, what shall I do? Devil's better. And you say that, your home. Take the whole world and give me Jesus. Take the whole world. Is there an exchange? And give me Jesus. And you see, someone who really doesn't care. He says, well, I'm not a good person anyway, but I want good things. He gets those things. They find the fellow who's born again is climbing steps to get them. Then he says, the reason why he has those things is because the devil wants to keep him busy so that he will not be born again. You heard that before? That because God knows if you ride some cars, they'll drag you to hell. So he now prefers that you don't ride any. You go on Legacy's Benz. No, no. He said, if that man begins to waver, he cannot receive. Do you know, it's not the Lord that determines whether you receive, because he gives unto all men liberally and doesn't find fault. He won't even say, you have not believed. He doesn't find fault. Hallelujah. So, look at this. Let not man think, that man think he shall what? Receive. So, we want to change that term receive to make it applicable today. The word lambano. The word lambano means to take from. You know, let me say, you know, let's look at how receive can be used. You come. So, he's the power of darkness. I am light. Come up. You get it now. So, bring something. Not money. But you can have money. You know, he gives me what is... Let's come up. So, come on, make yourself. Don't forget, it's still darkness. So, he gives me, I take. That is a taking. But you see, there's also the way lambano is explained, that is, it puts it here, put it down. You go away. This is receiving. You get it? In this point, it doesn't have any influence again. I just found out it's here. Then I take from, this is receiving, lambano. Do you understand? Is it clear? So we can change it to receive from or take from. For example, God has not added a single thing to this earth. When Paul says, who gives unto us all things richly to enjoy, it's a past tense. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. What we do is we take from it. Amen. You get it? We take from it. So prayer is our exercise of authority. We take from it. Now there's a sense of taking when God gives, but there's also take what he has given. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Takes what he has given. Look at an example. Look at Acts 1:8. And you shall receive power. You know, we can say, you shall take off the power, after which the Holy Ghost comes on you. Yeah? Yeah? We can take off the power. And what power is he referring to? He's talking about utterances. We studied that before. Acts 2, 1 to 4. Now, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place with one accord. And there came a sound from heaven out of a rushing mighty wind. Acts 2, 1, 2, verse 2. And it filled all the house where they were seated. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. Verse 3. And it sat upon each of them. Verse 4. And they began to speak with tongues. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with tongues as the gave them utterance. Pay attention now. So what was their receiving? Their speaking. They are receiving what was given was by doing what? Speaking. So receiving is an activity. You shall receive power. Means you will have to open your mouth. Praise God. You will have to open your mouth. Praise God. You will have to open your mouth. Praise God. You know, some say, well, I want to speak in tongues. That's what he says. Well, I say, let's go ahead in the name of Jesus. I tell some guys, I said, Mark 16:15. Go into all the world, preach, go to every creature. I say, yeah. He that believes in the baptism shall be saved. Yeah, he that believes in condemned. These signs upon them that believe. In my name, they'll cast out devils. In my name, they'll speak with new tongues. Say, in my name, I speak with, in his name, I speak with new tongues. With new tongues. Go ahead. In his name, Father, do it, Lord. Father, do it, Lord. Touch me, Lord. You just moved away from the Father. In my name, I will speak with tongues. That means the next thing that ought to come out of your mouth is what? Tongues. Because you receive by faith. You don't receive by feelings. You receive by what? Faith. You shall receive power. So that was, the power was with you when you received it. You understand it? The power was within you when you received it. Everyone who received in the book of Acts, they had the power inside of them. They had the Holy Ghost inside of them. What they did was they took from, praise God. They took from, praise God. They took from. So we can change that term from receiving to take from. To receive from. If I also translate a version of the Bible, I'll put the word from. Romans 5:17. We have taken from or taken off the gift of righteousness. So you can put off or from. But you are taking something. You are not accepting. No, you are taking it. Praise God. Not just by hearing it, it's actually an action on your part. So receiving is an action. So be receiving is an action. Look at Acts 2:39. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, okay, and you shall receive what? Acts 2:39. You shall what? Receive what? Acts 2:39. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You shall receive. You shall take. Why? He just talked about the gift of the Holy Ghost. In the last days, alright, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So that thou shalt prophesy. That is, you shall prophesy. You shall receive. That receiving is your own call. God has given, you receive. I know it. You do something to receive. Amen. You do something to receive. Knowing about it is not receiving it. That God has given you doesn't mean you have it. God gave salvation to everybody. Not everybody has salvation. Are you there? Look at Acts 2. No, Acts 8 now. Notice that the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, the word gift there is the word doron. Doron means something you gave without condition. So, when doron is used, the giver has no reason to give the recipient. That is, it's not because you believed, it's not because you prayed, it's not because you did anything. I just gave you. In fact, most of the time when doron is used, you didn't even know I gave you. Or sometimes, you didn't even know about what I gave you. Doron. So, when I get to know it, does not mean I have received it. I know it, then I take it. Praise God. I said, praise God. Look at that thing. Peter and John, they go to Samaria. And they, because Philip had been there, so they go to Samaria, Acts 8. Acts 8. Verse 14. Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God. Now, what does it mean they received the word of God? They believed the gospel. Not that Philip preached the word of God. They received the word of God. They sent unto them, Acts 8:14, Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might what? Now change it now. They might receive of the Holy Ghost. Now what's he talking about here? Utterances. Does it make sense to you now? Because you can't receive the Holy Ghost after salvation. But you can receive from the Holy Ghost. Does it make sense to you? Does it make sense to you? You can't receive the Holy Ghost. The minute you are born again, you have the Holy Ghost. But you are not filled with the Holy Ghost till you take from the Holy Ghost. Is that clear? Is that clear? That's what happens here. So, he says that that they might receive from the Holy Ghost or receive of the Holy Ghost. And he's talking about utterance. Look at verse 17. Let's take it together. Then laid their hands. Come on, let's go. And they received, change it now, they received from the Holy Ghost, or received, now, did they take from the Holy, did they do, is it like this, or like this? Come on, talk to me. Is it like this, or like this? They took it like this. Because the receiving here, look at what they did. Look at verse 18, come on, let's see. And when Simon saw that through laying on of his hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money and said, give me also this power that on whomsoever I lay hands on, he might receive the Holy Ghost. Even at the day, you say, oh, that guy understands the mysteries of the kingdom. He knows that if something doesn't leave the earth, nothing comes from heaven, including salvation. He knows that for every grace, there must be a trace. I'm trying. Come on. I'm good. And to have a trace, you must run the race. And when you run the race, you will be raised. Oh God. It's connected. So, as he said, people do it. Somebody's preaching. They run and then they drop money. What are you doing? I'm connecting with that word. Idol worship. Nonsense. I was preaching somewhere in 2001. And the guy ran forward. Yay! Yay! He ran forward. I was wondering what happened. I thought it was a demon in operation. But he ran, yay! 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 And he brought the money. He said, come back here! Come and take your money! I was so angry. All his excitement went down. I said, what kind of insult is that? I'm talking and you're dropping money. Were you even listening? If you're listening to God's word, you say, yay, yay, yay. That means you were not listening. So they can say, hey, hey. You say, I'm telling you something. Hey, say, hey, you are God. Hey, hey, you are food. Hey, hey. Because he's not listening. Hallelujah. So say, that's church. Everybody's jumping church. Look like a toy boy just sitting down, taking notes here and goes, well, that's old time religion. I mean, let's have church. Everything is boom, back, back, back. Church. You are tired. Praise God. I was telling to them in Benin yesterday. As a Paul, he's teaching. Huticus fell down and died. And that's fall down and die. Paul raised him and continued preaching. He said, hallelujah, see at the foot of our ministry. Somebody died in the service. He's raised. The ministry is growing. Huticus died. And he rose. Huticus, what did you see? I saw three gates. In the Bible, where you die,
And you are raised, you are giving food. Now, you are giving microphone. Come and see what you saw. What else could you have seen? You died now. The only person that has something to say is Jesus who died and rose for us. This one, you died for yourself. He died for us. So it's his story that we need. Hallelujah. How did I get here? Help me out. Okay, good. So, to connect, he said, no. Peter said, thy money perish with you. Two things will perish. You and the money. Because thou hast taught the doron of God might be purchased with money. That is an insult. Something God gave without asking. That is, this doesn't make God, God doesn't need the prayers to bless. Woo! That's what he's saying here. Now, he says, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. The word matter there is utterance. Let go. Neither part nor lot in this matter. Look at Acts 10. So every time we see God gave, the people who receive, they receive by doing something. Are you there? Acts 10. Verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. Let's take verse 45 together. Come on. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Look at verse 46. And they heard them speak with tongues. So how did they receive? They spoke. That's how they received. That's how they received. They did something. So receiving is an action. Say receiving is an action. You do something. Receiving is an action. So if it's an action, the point is, what action? Acts 19. So Acts 9. Paul himself. Acts 19. Let's leave that one. Acts 19 verse 6. Paul laid his hands on the 12 folks, and the Holy Ghost came on them. And what did they do? They spoke with tongues and prophesied. So receiving is an action. It's an action. So Mark 11:24, go back there. Mark 11:24. Are you there? What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you what? Now change it now. Believe that you. Praise God. You take from. Or take off. And you shall have. Praise God. And you shall have. Look at 1 John 5:14. Remember last week. And this is the confidence. 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Praise God. Now notice something that we pointed out last week. In verse 15. And if we know that he heareth us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. Pay attention to that word know. Because he uses the same word in 13. This is the confidence of 13. This is I written unto you that you believe in the name of God, that you may know. It is a word to remember or to appreciate. To remember. To appreciate. In other words, it's not a past tense. It's something that you keep in mind. That is, as I pray, I keep it in mind. I keep it in mind. 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask, the same word in Mark 11:24, Aitheo or Aithema, if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know, or better said, since we know that He heareth us, whatever that we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of Him. In other words, we have a consistent appreciation of the fact that we have the things that we have desired of Him. We said, my continuous activity is not to ask. 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And since we know, so that I know, so my role having asked is to know that I have, because that knowledge is not unconscious. Remember, He said, these things have I written unto you that you might know. Now, is it John's writing that makes you know, or your own activity? Good. You must appreciate what He has said. So, just since we know that He heareth us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition. Now, the difference between Mark 11:24 and this is that Mark 11:24 talks about believing. We are believers. In 1 John 5:13, it says, I write to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And since you have believed on the name of the Son of God, this is the confidence. So, in 1 John 5:14, the believing is past. We now know that we have the petition that we have desired of Him. So the word Hehido, E-I-D-O, is an active word. You remember. You recall. Hehido is like putting on an alarm or a reminder. Hallelujah. So what your faith does now is that you just remind yourself, I have what I've asked. I have it. Now, why do I have to know that I have received? That means I might not have seen it, but I know that I have received, or I have the petitions that I have desired of Him. So you can see, receiving is an active word. I know. I go over God's word all over again. I have this already, praise God. It's mine. Amen. It's mine. So the call is not on God. The call is on me. It's not on God. The call is on me. Are you in church? Go back again to verse 14. This is the confidence. So I say confidence. The word confidence is not passive either. We saw it last week and the week before. It's the word paresia. P-A-R-R-E-S-I-A. It means to speak out freely. In other words, that knowing, okay, will be a confident speaking. That knowing is a confident speaking. You are speaking freely. Confidence. In fact, in 1 Timothy 3:13, Paul used it for deacons. He said, who have purchased for themselves a good degree of confidence. They have confidence. Now, the way you speak about the faith is with an assurance. So you will speak with an assurance. What an assurance? That I have the petition that I have desired of Him. So, there is a speaking when I ask, and there is a speaking after I have asked. Having asked, the confidence is that I have the petition that I have desired of Him. Say, I have confidence. I express the confidence. You express it by speaking. You speak. He says, the another way to look at the word parousia is open speaking. It is used majorly for speeches. The way you talk. Do you know how confident people talk? Huh? Do you know how confident people speak? You don't know how they talk. They talk confidently. Just so, no, it's not a problem. Remember a guy when I was in university, there was this lecturer who was dreaded. You know those kind of courses that you are at 200 level, but you now see 500 level people, 400 level, 300. Everybody is there. On the day when you write that course, there's no exam in the afternoon. Or, you know, everybody is in that hall. There's nobody. You know, so who is behind this call? A dreaded man who has been known. He went to meet the man. He said, sir, set your questions in the sun. I will pass it. Ah. He said, go into the sun and set it. It was not explained. He said, there's no, except it's not legal system. Except you use another cursor. This one. The man smiled. Nobody had dared him like that. He passed it though. The brethren were praying about it. They didn't pass it. Father, we touch his heart. That's what they were praying. Touch it. They didn't read. Father, touch his heart. Let him say the questions that are led by your spirit. There's something called confidence. Hallelujah. Imagine when we pray, we talk like that. We talk like that. Set it anywhere. Anyhow. This one is mine. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the confidence. We know that we have the petitions that we have desired of Him. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So a hero is active. You are active. So you don't just pray and say, what's that song again? We sang it last week. What a prayer we have in Jesus. Is that the song I sang last week? Huh? He said, I've left it for Him. See, I prayed about it. Say, what about this? I prayed about it. I just left it to God. I know He loves me. He loved Judas. He loves Shekau. He loves Hitler. I know He loves me. He can't joke with me. He can't joke with me. I was talking to someone. I said, he was talking about, you know, so many things. You know, the devil is doing this. The devil is doing that. He said, there are some spirits. We have to battle those spirits. And mess with those spirits. I said, tell me one thing that you are in Christ. Just one. He said, I'm the apple of His eye. You are not intelligent at all. Apple. He couldn't say a word about what Christ has done. So I'm the apple of His eye. I'm the joy of many generations. I'm an eternal excellency. I said, bros, you have missed the road. You can't even say I'm born again. Or I'm a believer. I'm the apple. Hallelujah. So when you are prayed, you are confident. You speak confidently. This is the confidence that we have in Him. That confidence is not a passive word. Say, I'm confident. I have confidence in You, Jesus. Is that the song? I have confidence in You, Holy Ghost. Am I right? Bishop, you know the song. I am confident in You, Jesus. I am confident. Our God will do it. Our God is doing it. See, it's time to receive it. Praise God. Say, I have the wonders. Amen. I walk in miracles. When nothing is happening, you say, I walk in miracles. Praise God. Now let's follow this quickly. So it's an active word. Look at Philippians 4:6. Philippians 4:6. So when we pray, we act. You must act. You must act confidently. Speak and act confidently. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing. But prayer, with supplication, together with thanksgiving, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Notice what it says. Be anxious for. That means there's something you have to do. Be anxious for nothing. So we have a part we play in prayer. I prayed about this, but sir. I prayed. They told me to pray. I have prayed, but sir. You are Job's brother. Job said, I was not at rest, yet the trouble came. I was silent, I was worried. It came. They said, the Lord give it. The Lord take it. No matter what we do, whatever will be, and the same people have so much confidence in themselves. They don't say that. Sit at home. Say, whatever will be, will be. If God wants me to eat, the food will enter my mouth. Whatever will be. If God wants me to sleep, my eyes will just be closed and I will be dozing. That happens actually. So people are like that, you know. Whatever will be, will be. Let me just say where I am. God is powerful. I'll just find food in my stomach. That's God. He just does it. Whatever will be, will be. I don't have to have my bath. You know, you take action. Hallelujah. So when we pray, we must act. You must act that you have prayed. Hallelujah. You pray and then you act. Most of, see, you don't, the faith or knowledge is not needed to ask. It's when you have asked. Now you have asked. This is the confidence. Hallelujah. We must act. When you pray, you must act. Saying, oh, God has said it, that settles it. It settles it. But then, Allah, Brother Higgins says it, the Bible says it, I believe it. Hallelujah. Because you must act on it. And believing is an action. Receiving is an action. Look at this instance. Zechariah, Luke chapter 1. Let me show you a couple of things. Luke chapter 1. Zechariah had an angel tell him, Luke 1. Many of us don't know that many of our actions are actually unbelief. Luke chapter 1. The angel said to him, he will have a child, in verse 13. Shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Now, I want you to pay very good attention. And then somehow, Zechariah said what he shouldn't say, and the angel didn't allow him to speak again. That's how powerful angels could be. And then look at this. Then, verse 22, and it came out, he couldn't speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass, as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, what did he do? He should have stayed there. He what? Look at verse 24. And after, you don't get what happened. Oh my God. You are thinking what happened. You get what I'm saying? After those days, then she conceived. She didn't conceive when the angel spoke. Because you have to pray and act. Hallelujah. The angel will tell you, so you know what to do next. No, don't do anything. You have a child by speaking. No, he acted on the word. Hallelujah. That means you don't need to speak in this regard to act. You know what I mean? He acted. So you need to act. You didn't say in the temple and say, Adonai, you reign on high. We will. And he's singing, Lord, I know you will do it. Stay there. That's unbelief. When you pray, you act. Because you have received. Hallelujah. He acted. He acted. I was somewhere. Someone was saying, oh, the pastor brought people for counseling. That was years ago. Wow. And then the woman said, I've not, there are some demons in my business. I've prayed about it. I've not been selling. She said, oh, she was in Benin in 95 or so. So I said, where is your business? And for now, sir, I've left the marketplace. I'm in the house. That's a demon. Act. You have prayed. Take it to the market. Staying in the house is unbelief. You have prayed. This is the confidence. You are not acting like someone who has prayed. Hallelujah. It's not just saying, oh, I got a new job in the name of Jesus. I got a new job. And then next thing you're on social media. No. You go and apply. Praise God. You apply. You pray. And then you act. You have God tell you, because you have prayed, I dare say to you, go and apply. Apply. No, go and drink water. You have to act. You have prayed. You have to act on what you have received. You act. You have received, you speak. You act. You must act. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying? When I was down in sickness for over a week or two, and they practically were feeding me on the bed, as I read the book by Charles and Francis Alder, I said, I have received my healing. And I said, if you are healed, what are you doing on the bed? I got down. Praise God. And I was walking around the house. It wasn't easy initially. I said, I'm healed. I will act like healed people do. Praise God. As I was doing it, my head was going bang, but I was seeing the house turn around like Joshua was going to stop the earth again. But I said, no, I must act like healed people do. And I did. And I did. I sat down at the point, I said, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Praise God. I acted. You have to act. Say, I know it will manifest. It will manifest. It will manifest. I won't do anything, but it will just manifest. It's not just manifest. It's the manifest. Are you there? You pray, and then you do what? You will act. Jesus, when he prayed, Luke 6, he prayed. Luke 6. We must learn to step out in faith on what we have received. Luke 6, verse 12. It came to pass in those days, and when he went out to a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God, Luke 6, 12. And when it was day, he called his disciples, and of them he chose 12. He acted. Every time you see Jesus pray, he did something after. Prayer is not just an activity we use to just make up a religious activity. No, it's actually an act of faith. When we pray, we then act. He must act. He prayed, then he chose his disciples. You know, that's what he did. When he was going to the cross, he prayed. And when he prayed, he went there. Prayer does not stop you from acting. Prayer actually makes you act. You act. When you pray, it is in the acting that you have received. Say, we pray and we act. Say, I pray and I act. You act. You act. How do successful businessmen, how do they wake up in the morning? They say, God, move me, turn me around, Lord. I need your fresh touch. You touch me. And early Monday morning, you wake up in the morning. There's this friend of mine I had, call him Ping Xin. Some of you are laughing already. You know the story? Ping Xin. You know, early in the morning, everybody has woken up like 4 a.m. He woke up like 7. Lord, anoint my day. They were bring a bottle of oil, put it on his head. You know, hey, you got to get yourself together. You got to get yourself together. If you prayed about your business, you prayed about your work, then you act. You act. Act like a blessed man. Wake up in the morning. Go to work. If you don't have an office yet, do it in your room. Act on the word of God. Amen? Amen? Amen. You pray and then you do what? You act. You act because you have received. Are you still there? Are you still there? In the book of Acts, when they prayed, they acted. Look at Acts 4. As they prayed, they threatened them. And look at the prayer. Acts 4. Acts 4. Verse 24. And when they had heard that, they lifted up their voice to God in one accord and said, Lord, thou art God which hath made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. So they prayed. Look at verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. Alright? Let's take it together. Hold on. Let's see what they prayed about. Look at 29. Let's take it together. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Look at 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they what? What did they do? They acted. We said, Lord, you can't have boldness in preaching by praying alone. You must now go and preach. That acting is that they took what they prayed about. They received. You must pray and act. As you pray, you act. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many of us are looking for something in the senses. So I'm looking for confirmation. It's not just confirmation. It's accreditation. What other confirmation but the written word? When we pray, we believe that we have received. And we what? We have. That is the only confirmation that we have. That's why John says, I've written unto you. He didn't say the Spirit is speaking. I've written unto you that you may know. And this is the confidence. So the written word is the evidence we have. Say the written word, is my evidence. Let me show you one quick one. Acts 12. And many of us here that need to act. You need to act. You are prayed. Now act. Hallelujah. You are prayed. Now act. Glory to his name. Acts 12. Now, don't forget, in this instance, Peter was taken into captivity by the rulers. Verse 5. Look at this. I want to show you something very vital about praying for people and when people pray for you. Let's take verse 5 together. Peter, therefore, come on, let's take it again. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God. Now, listen very well. Who was in captivity? Who was praying? Who was in captivity? Who was praying? Who was in captivity? Who was praying? Now listen very well to this. As they prayed, obviously, something happened to Peter. Now, before we get to what happened to Peter, look at what, when Peter eventually came to them, when he came to them, in verse 13, as Peter knocked at the door of the gates, I want to skip that and get back to what happened. A damsel came to Hakim, named Rhoda. Where's Pastor Lan? Pastor Lan has one revelation in this verse. Rhoda. Say, every Rhoda in your life. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And look at verse 5. They said, come on, verse 15, sorry. They said unto her, you are mad. That is, the church can say it. Is it not the church? Pray, men, no, they are prayerful people. Say, you are mad. But she constantly affirmed it wasn't so. They said, it is his angel. These were the people praying for his deliverance. And Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door, they saw him and were sorry. Now notice, they did the praying for his Peter that would do the receiving. People praying for you is good. But you must know how to receive. Because they are not the ones that will receive. Thank you. Please pray for me. Please. Probably by gathering a lot of prayer warriors or prayer contractors or prayer entrepreneurs. Okay. So this one is pray for Pastor. I can't lose in life. Some people even pay people around to be praying for them. You know? Look at what Peter did. Peter knew how to receive. I'm almost sure that Peter thought, I mean, alright, this is martyrdom. We just lost Stephen. I mean, of course, Jesus had told him that he was going to be carried like that. So he thought, maybe this is time. But the church was praying for him. Look at what he did. Watch this. Verse 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him. That's to come upon. And a light shined in the prison and smote Peter on the side. Can you see? Let me tell you what it means to smite someone. It's to wake someone up. That means the guy was really asleep. Light came, he wouldn't wake up. Yeah. Boom! And then Peter woke up. I thought that the way God worked, the angel would just carry him on the back. Peter is just sleeping and dreaming. Then he just sees them. Oh, what happened? The Lord did it. No. He woke him up. Say, hey, Peter. And then, and raised him up, saying, arise up how? Notice the word quickly. Quickly. Because he doesn't say, because he's the Lord, I'll just say there. There's nothing. Nothing. You all remove his thing. I go to the jailer. Can you see Che? I'm out of here, man. Do you know, Jesus rose from the dead and his disciples told no one till he ascended. Did you observe it? He said, wait in Jerusalem. Don't bear around. Wait. He has risen. They didn't tell anybody he had risen until he ascended and after 40 days. Hallelujah. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. They're telling it. Hallelujah. That's why I usually don't allow people to come and give testimonies. Sometimes you put them under pressure. Because you need to still walk by faith. I've had a sickness that I saw healed and the doctor checked it in 3 places that came back 2 years after. Praise God. Because the body remains mortal. So the time we share, if you come and be sharing your testimony, you should be feeding them the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says when Jesus was tempted, Satan left for a season. The Greek says he left for another time. He didn't stop coming. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell what? Don't tell it all. No. Tell it all, Bini. What are you telling us? That keep your mouth shut. He said, get up quickly. So I said, quickly. And the chains fell off from his hand. The angel said, guard yourself. That means wear your clothes. I thought the angel would say, hold on. The power of God will do everything. Just see your belt on. Ah. God does things perfectly. See my wrist watches on me. The Lord did it. No. He said, bros, wear your dress. Bind your sandals. So he did. I said unto him, cast thy garment before thee and follow me. He went out, followed him. We don't know it was true, which was done, saw a vision. Then he went by the first gate, the second one, the iron gate into the city, opened out of the, and passed through once, and then for the angel departed from him. Notice he guided him. Peter took initiative. So, as they prayed, who received the answer? He did. What Peter just said? Wake up. On the last day, on the last, only 2 believers. Sorry, only 2 believers. Hallelujah. I have to receive. I have to act. Quickly. See the word quickly. Don't say the Lord has told me. I pray. No. Some things must be done now. Now. Quickly. When you pray, you know how to receive. So people praying for you will not receive for you. You will have to receive by yourself. So, did you notice that those who prayed were doubting? Because you don't need faith to ask. But to receive, you must know. No, we said that earlier. They were doubting. They said, no, it can't be Peter. How? Quickly? Like that? It can't happen like that. God didn't tell me. There's no confirmation. There's no, you know. But then, Peter was the one who received. Say, I receive. I know how to receive. You must know how to receive. Receiving is the act. James 1, I'm closing. You must know how to receive. So when someone tells you, come and pray for me, I tell people, you have to do the receiving yourself. You have to do receiving. That's why when I minister to the sick, I tell them, you have to keep saying, the power of God is working in my body, effecting a healing and a cure. You have to. You do the receiving by yourself. I can't receive for you. I can pray for you. But you would have to receive, that is, you will act upon what we have prayed for yourself. You need to act. If it's financial, you need to act. If it's health, your health, you need to act. You must act. Amen. I prayed about traveling to do something out of the country. You don't have your passport. I don't understand. How do you want to go? How? By rapture? The twinkle of an eye. A trump will sound. No. Go and get a passport. Go and apply. That is, you have received. Amen. What you have asked. Praise God. So my businesses are blessed in the name of Jesus. And all that, and you've not registered anything. What's the name of your company? It says community. It's not community. It's society. You're not serious. You must pray and then you must act. When we pray about the preaching of the gospel, we go and preach. We say, Father, grant us the Lord's boldness. Yes, Lord, do it. Amen. Then we tune TV to watch our one club by mistake got the EPL. When you pray, you act. You act. Act. Act like the word is true. Act like you have received. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what if I pray about a sister and I act? No, this is praying for things. Amen. Hallelujah. When we pray about other people, their will is involved. Is that okay? We'll talk about that much later. I think I've taught you that before on supplication anyway. But when you pray for things, you act. You act. You must act on the word. When you pray, you receive healing, you act. James 1, are you there? So God hearing is not equal to you receiving. Receiving is your part. God will always hear. Because according to his will, he always hears us. He hears us. 1 John 5:14. According to his will. That's his desire. James 1. Are you there? Let him ask in faith that seeks nothing wavering. Someone say nothing wavering. No wavering. Someone say no wavering. That means I keep saying I have received. I keep saying I have received. I keep saying I have received direction. I know what to do. So if I know what to do, what do? I do something. Right? I do something. I know what to do. I know what to do. I know what to do. So I do something. I don't wait till I see things, the horizon clear. That means I'm waiting for a sign. No. The confirmation I have is the word. There are many times. You must learn to act upon the written word without feeling anything, without hearing a voice, without seeing an angel, without having a dream. That all you have is what is written. I have acted upon this. I believe I have received, and I have it. Amen. Want to pray? Who wants to pray? Who wants to pray? Who wants to pray? Come on. You want to pray? Let's go ahead and let's just pray. Pray wherever you are. You can sit there. Just pray.